Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
With the baseball and softball season now complete, we're going to start our season recap interviews. And the season came to an end last week for the Emory Spartans, falling in the consolation bracket with an 8-6 loss to Ogden on the road. Emory wraps up tournament play with one victory over Summit Academy, lost to JUEB, fell down into that one-loss bracket, and that's where the season came to an end. Joining us right now to talk about that, we have manager Chase Julian over the phone right now. Coach, always great to get you on. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Definitely, Coach. I know that the postseason didn't necessarily go as we planned. All the games were very entertaining. I mean, if we go back to the one game that the boys did pick up a victory, a 2-1 win over Summit Academy, had an opportunity to knock off JUEB, who ended up becoming state champs, and then a tough game with Ogden. I mean, the boys were competitive.
Yeah, these boys are always competitive. They never quit. They've done it all year. You can't fall asleep on them because they compete all the way down to the last out.
Coach, we'll talk about the Ogden game a little bit before we start recapping the entire season. It was a game where the offense kind of came in spurts. I mean, you guys scored 3 runs in the top of the first inning, and then it kind of goes stale for a couple of frames. But typically, when you put up 3 in the top of the first, you put yourself in a pretty good spot to control the game. Things kind of went weary in the bottom of the first inning.
Yeah, we had a couple mental errors in the bottom of the first inning. Our bats, we did well in the top inning. The top of our order did what they've done all year, and they produced. And then we got to the bottom half of the inning, and we had a mental error that scored a couple runs. And against any good team, good competitor, you can't give up too many freebies or else you're sitting in a deficit.
And it seemed like every time you guys answered Ogden, they would answer back. So we have to jump to the middle frames. I believe it was the 5th inning, if memory serves me right. You guys scored 2 runs. You tie at 5-5, but Ogden answers right back with 3 runs of their own.
Yeah, they did. That bottom frame, again, we had another mental error that ultimately, I think, scored 3 runs on that. One kid lost the ball in the sun and went behind him and scored 3 runs off of us that inning, but if we could get out of that, we'd get out of it pretty clean.
Coach, you have one more opportunity. You go to the top of the 7th inning, managed to plate 1 run, but that's as close as you guys could get. Just looking back at it again, an opportunity for you guys in that 7th inning.
Yeah, we had another opportunity. We had runners on, and we scored 1, and just couldn't produce anything else. Had a couple strikeouts and they closed it out. So,
Coach, when the season comes to an end and you talked to the boys the last time, what was your message to them? What did you tell them?
I told them, you know, keep your heads up. Just learn from it. You can be mad at the loss, but just learn from what happened and make sure that we're moving forward and getting the work in that we need to in the summers and summer, fall, and next winter, because it comes fast, so faster than what you think.
It comes fast, and I know that this spring season was a little disconjointed as well due to the weather. We didn't know if we'd be playing from day to day, and you and I kind of talked about that, Coach, throughout the year, but for a first-year manager and you trying to, I guess in a sense, find your way, and you got a pretty young team, only 4 seniors who we'll talk about in a moment, how difficult was it to kind of maneuver and find some consistency this season?
You know, the weather always, spring weather in Utah is very unpredictable, and it's the boys need, these young boys, they need consistency in what they're doing, and I tried to give it the best I could, and having the armory was awesome. Just being able to get in and keep playing, it's better than trying to use the Spartan Center or the old gym, and it's a nice facility, and so it did give them some consistency, but you never know in Utah in the spring where you're going to play, when you're going to play, or how you're going to play, because it's just so unpredictable weather-wise, and games getting canceled and moved to different days. And so it's tough. It's tough for the boys, and it was tough for me. It was kind of a scheduling nightmare. Luckily, RAD Jake Atwood did an awesome job helping me out and getting things moved around and trying to provide some form of consistency to them.
Again, our guest right now is manager Chase Julian of the Emory High School baseball team. Coach, if we go back and we recap the season, a lot of positives, and we'll talk individuals right out of the gate. You have two kids that should be first-team All-Staters. I don't think there's any question about it. Both Wade Stilson and Gannon Ward hit over 500 for the season. Wade had an OBP of over 600. Gannon was right around that mark as well. I mean, I just don't know if you could get any more consistency out of these two kids. They were just so dynamic at the plate for you.
Yeah, they did awesome. Both of them even pitched. They pitched awesome for us. And, I mean, both of them, Wade is just an incredible athlete. And, I mean, overall, they're just incredible kids. They're on and off the field. They're just awesome to be around, great leaders, and great athletes. They come every plate appearance, they come ready to fight, and every time they go on the mound, they're ready to pitch. It's a tough out to get them out on at the plate. They battle and battle, and they put the ball in play. And high school baseball, that's the biggest part of it. Make sure you put the ball in play and let things work out with what they need to work out. So they're awesome. They did awesome for us.
You also had, and I know Wade's an underclassman, but you had a couple of other underclassmen that really stepped up the plate as well. Mason Stilson hovers around the 400 mark. Hayden Abrams, I thought, just got better and better as the season went on at the plate as well.
Yeah, both of them did awesome. Mason in that leadoff spot, it's huge to have a leadoff that gets on base. Going back to the Ogden game, Mason gets on, we score runs. So when Mason doesn't get on, it's a little more difficult to score runs, but and trying to work through the bottom of the lineup, it sometimes is tough this season working through that bottom lineup. But Mason he did awesome being a leadoff for us this year and got on base. And then Hayden Abrams, I moved him around a lot, and he was used in a lot of utility type of roles, and I think he did awesome for the positions I put him in, and put him in some big spots and put him in shortstop. And he did get a little nervous and make some errors, but he is a sophomore, and hopefully he gets the playing time that he got this year. Hopefully he moves forward for next year. And he's a tough out. He's fast at the plate. He's really fast. So he's a tough out for teams.
And again, we talked about Wade and we just talked about Hayden, but they were also two leaders for you on the pitcher's mound this year as well. Wade goes with a 1.80 ERA. I mean, you relied on him in so many big instances, so many big games. But Hayden, again, he was great early on in the season, right out of the gate. You had somebody that could come in and give you some a reliable arm to give you some innings.
Yeah, he ate up some valuable minutes. Innings for us there early. I used him in a lot of closing situations, and he would come in and he'd throw strikes for us. And that's what you need. You need to throw strikes and let your defense kind of work what they need to work. And he did a very good job at doing that for us, and he did awesome.
Coach, now looking ahead with your one under your belt, you only had four seniors on this team. And before we talk about what lies ahead, we have to talk about the impact that these four seniors made, because all four are just great kids.
Yeah, all four seniors, they're just great individuals. Every single one of them, they're fun to be around. Very nice kids, respectful kids. And that's a very positive thing, and it's a very positive thing in a leadership role. You need that in a leader and to kind of build a program. It was awesome to have because they was able to teach these young kids a lot of things just by how great of individuals they are. And it was nice to have. And moving forward, they've taught our young kids a lot. And hopefully they can keep doing the same and keep affecting everything in a positive way.
And then we talk about the underclassmen coming back next year. You got a pretty solid foundation, some kids that did pick up a lot of playing time. So, Coach, when you look ahead, how excited are you for the future of this program?
I'm way excited. We have been all year a way young team. We've got a lot of at-bats for our younger kids. And, I mean, we still have some younger kids that in the younger sophomore JV level didn't get a lot of varsity time, but they played a lot of sophomore and JV ball and seen a lot of at-bats. And I think we got a bright future with the amount of young kids that we do have and the talent that we do have. That's a very positive thing for Emory.
Is there anything in the off-season, Coach, that you're looking forward to or that the team has planned here in the summer months?
We got a summer league that we'll be playing in, and we're going to do a few tournaments. And once those are done, we'll get into some off-season arm strengthening and conditioning drills and some hitting drills that they can do all off-season to kind of keep in shape and keep their swings good.
Well, Coach, it has been fun throughout the entire year following the team, going games, interviewing the kids, talking with you every week. I mean, I always appreciate you making everyone accessible and, of course, always giving us the time on air. I look forward to many more in the future. Thank you again, and congratulations on that first season.
Yeah, thanks for everything you've done.
Again, manager Chase Julian of the Emory High School baseball team. Now they'll move into summer workouts, and this is going to be the beginning of our season wrap-up interviews. We have more coming up this week. In fact, tomorrow we'll talk baseball once again. We'll be joined by Carbon manager Rob Smith. We'll pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up tonight. Game one of the Western Conference Finals and already a coaching carousel in the NBA. We'll talk about that when we return.